For the evangelical members of Lasara Presbyterian Church in Crossgarm, the ban on the use of their church hall for a gospel mission in February 1951 turned out to be the straw that broke the camel's back. The forces of liberalism and modernism had been spreading like a cancer through the Irish Presbyterian Church for decades. One split had occurred back in October 1927, when the Irish Evangelical Church was formed, and another was on the horizon coming into that spring of 1951. A key person who lay behind both of these fractures was Professor James Ernest Davy. He was a liberal and a higher critic, but in 1917 was appointed to the chair of church history in Assemblies College, the training school for Presbyterian ministers. Evangelicals within the Presbyterian Church, alarmed by Davy's unscriptural teachings and writings, launched a challenge against the professor. A trial was initiated on 7th of December 1926, when Reverend James Hunter of Knock indicted Professor Davy on 5 charges. Those charges ran to more than 3,000 words. A summary by the General Assembly identified alleged effective views on the basis of God's pardon of sinners, the perfection of Christ's character, the inspiration, infallibility, and authority of Scripture, the doctrine of sin, and the doctrine of the Trinity. Very serious issues. Reverend Hunter was joined in the indictment by Licentiate W.J. Greer and 40 others. This trial spanned 14 sessions from mid-February to the end of March. Knowing the bent of the presbytery, the accusers did not expect to succeed. And predictably, verdicts on every charge went in favour of Professor Davy by margins of between 85 and 92%. When this decision was appealed to the General Assembly of the Irish Presbyterian Church in June of 1927, the General Assembly dismissed the appeal on charge 1 by 707 votes to 82, and on subsequent charges by a show of hands. Davy's opponents were in no doubt that the procedures of their church, the prejudice of key figures within it, the conduct of the trial and the appeal rendered the outcome inevitable. One of them described this as this ecclesiastical farce, a victory engineered by a certain set who have used it ever since to advance their schemes of church reform. After the trial and the appeal failed, a group who opposed modernism seceded from the Irish Presbyterian Church, forming the Irish Evangelical Church in October of 1927 with 10 congregations. Evangelicals remaining in the Presbyterian denomination found themselves increasingly on a collision course with their college and governing body. And this was exactly the situation with Lasara Presbyterian Church Crossgarm just over 20 years later. During 1950, 2 elections were held in Lasara Church for the purpose of selecting new members for the Kirk session. The first election was pronounced void on a point of protocol. As it turned out, the result of the second election for elders was little different from the first. 4 evangelical men were duly elected. Even more contentious, as far as the majority evangelicals within the congregation were concerned, was the failure to secure the necessary 2/3 of the vote for the election of Reverend Geoffrey Chart as their new minister. He missed out by a mere 2 votes. However, not all those who voted that night in the election were entitled to do so, as their names didn't appear on the registered polling list. A letter of concern was sent by the session in Lasara to the Down Presbytery, and that letter made it clear that the members of session were not only perturbed by the election process, but had little confidence that the Down Presbytery would resolve it properly. And then, on the very night before an evangelistic mission was due to commence in the church hall to be taken by Reverend Ian Paisley, when a march of witness advertising this mission was about to set off through the village to Lasara Church, on the 3rd of February 1951, a special meeting was called by the Down Presbytery in the session room of Lasara, to which Lasara's Kirk session was summoned. And the moderator of the Down Presbytery at that meeting, Reverend W.M. Boland of Balnahinch, told them the Presbytery was instructing them to reverse their decision and withhold the use of their hall from the missioners. The 2 elders who refused to submit to this ruling were suspended with immediate effect. So it was that the church hall of the Sarah Presbyterian Church, against the original unanimous vote of its own session, was closed and locked to the preaching of the gospel. While this was happening inside the church, those who were to take part in this march of witness at the other side of town, they were forming up outside the Killyleagh Street Mission Hall, and they were totally unaware as to what was happening inside the church. The march of witness, led by Lasara's Boys Brigade Company, marched down Killyleagh Street, along down Patrick Street, turned left into Market Street, only to discover, when they arrived, that Down Presbytery had closed Lasara's church hall to the preaching of the gospel and had summarily suspended two of its elders. At this point in the evening, the heavens opened. Those who recall arriving at the church hall that night vividly remember being subjected to a most atrocious, torrential downpour, and then being obliged to turn around from the closed doors of their own church hall and make their way back to the more modest Crossgar Mission Hall on Killyleagh Street. The journey from Market Square to the Killyleagh Street Mission Hall may only have been 1/3 of a mile, but in terms of the spiritual distance covered in that walk, it signified the journey from institutionalised apostasy to independence and liberty, a result that was far beyond what anyone had ever thought would happen that night. Oh, and by the way, placing a rotten cherry on the top of its big cake of compromise in 1953, 2 years after the formation of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, Professor James Ernest Davy was elevated to the position of moderator of the Irish Presbyterian Church. Apostasy in action.